Greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that's above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows and every tongue confesses, because He, the Lord Jesus, He is above it all. And in Him, we live, we move, we have our being. And we continue on in such a time as this, doing the will of the Father, however it is that He instructs us to do. Whatever He says, that's what we do. However He wants it, that's good enough for us. And, you know, the journey, sometimes, you know, when we got expectations, that's a great way to get to have to go through a period of breaking. When we have our own personal expectations that we bring in and we put out there. Because I think that's part of the breaking process of just being set free, right? Is because expectations is bondage. Expectations is don't confuse that with faith. You know, I think a lot of times people try to combine the two. They have faith to fulfill their expectations. And whereas many times what God wants and what God intends may not be what matches your expectations and your ideas. And a lot of people shipwreck their faith because they set up their expectations, and now they try to put their faith to work to meet their expectations. When their expectations aren't met, now their faith goes out the window. And their faith goes out the window because they were believing for the sun to rise in the west and set in the east. They were believing for something that was never either in line with God's word, God's promises, God's intention, anything that God wanted. Yeah, I've thought a considerable amount around the, you know, what Jesus was coming into when He came onto this earth. And when Jesus was showing up, my gosh, talk about expectations. What everybody was expecting and everybody was anticipating for the Savior to come in, the Messiah to come in, and what He was supposed to do. You know, Herod had expectations of what this Messiah was going to do, so much so that he went and killed all the kids 2 years old and younger, had them all executed, because of his expectations of what he thought this Messiah, this King, was going to do and going to be. So he tried to wipe him out. Judas betrayed Jesus because he wanted to try to, part of that was, try to force his hand. You know, okay, let's get on with it. It's been 3.5 years. You know, let's get this Messiah thing going. Let's get this liberation from Roman occupation going. You know, let's push this out here. Come on. Because it wasn't... I mean, how often is it that we have our own agenda, our own expectations, our own thing, and we try to put that on God? Now, here's the thing. God is doing what He's doing. And what we should prefer and what we should be going for is to align ourselves with what He's doing, align ourselves with what the kingdom purposes are, and to flow with that. Because here's a few things that happen. One, your expectations go out the window, as does your agenda, as does your personal ambition for your life, as does anything that you can hope or would try to accomplish in this world. You know, Paul talked a little bit about it when he said that he considered everything that he had and did prior to Christ all but dung. You know, in comparison to what he had in Christ. So mean, literally, he's calling it all shit. Not as a cuss word, as an actual descriptive of what he, everything that was, that he was and apart from Christ prior to. So when we can align ourselves to what God is doing, what God is saying, what God is thinking, that is a place and a part and a path of freedom that we need. Listen, I've got no problem and no issue saying if I'm wrong or if I'm off on something, because what is it that I want to be lined up with? I want to be lined up with truth. And so if the truth is there, and when the truth is there, Lord Jesus, please align me with the truth. And wherever I'm off the truth, Lord, you correct, you lead, you guide, you quicken, you say this is what I want and this is what I don't want. Do you see the freedom that's in that? If the truth is what you want, and the truth is what you seek, and the truth is what you desire, then you're going to have the truth. And then when something is off from that truth, you don't have to, you can let go of wherever you're off, because you're still going for the truth. And so you can realign. You know, this is where so many people, when they encountered Christ and they had a heart for the truth, it broke them. It broke them. And whatever it was that they were about before, this is provided that they had a heart for the truth, okay? They had to have a heart for the truth. If that's what they wanted, it broke them when they had that revelation and that realization of who they were and who they truly were, who Christ was, what the situation was, the reality of the situation. That truth just broke them. Many of them just weeping and tears. Just read the Gospels and you can just see it. And also just letting go of everything else. Zacchaeus. You know, I'm remembering the sing-along with, you know, from like Sunday school. Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. Climbed to the top of the sycamore tree. Jesus came along and said, "Zacchaeus, come down. I'm going to your house for tea." Zacchaeus. You know, I mean, here you got somebody that just, I mean, he was doing his thing, but he always wanted the truth. And when the first chance for truth, dignity, a revelation of who he was came along his way, he's like, anybody that have cheated Jesus, I'm going to restore them. I'm gonna give them back double. If I stole from anybody, I'll give them back four times. I mean, right there you've got somebody that they've gone through a massive shift, a massive change. And they're never the same again, but they want the truth. And once that truth comes into their house, all the other stuff doesn't matter. You want the truth, and when that truth comes into your world, you align your life with the truth. Now, the world has a problem, because the world has, it doesn't want the truth. So it's got to align itself with a lie. And the problem is, when lies get exposed, they can't put it back together again. So they just keep making and manufacturing more and more and more lies. And then those lies eventually just compound and they fall apart and they land on top of each other. So you're going to see massive collapses everywhere around the world on everything that's built and based on a lie. Whereas you that are built and grounded on the rock who is Christ Jesus, you will stand in this time. You're going to go through the storm. Everybody's going to go through the storm. But you're going to stand because your house is built on the rock. So the story of, and the parable of the house that's built on the rock versus the house that's built on the sand. Jesus told that one. And And, you know, yeah, whatever's built on the rock, it stands. So, you know, as the time continues forward, as we continue to go into these seasons of upheaval, continue to align yourself with truth. Wherever it is that it is, that's what you want. Wherever the truth is, that's what you want, that's what you need. Whenever we're off, and you know what? It's possible to get off because we're like sheep, you know? We things come up, things get, you get distracted, you know, sometimes you can hear the PR machine of the world so much it can make you doubt. So you've got to tend your own soul. But in this process of going through, whenever God quickens you and you realize where you're off, all you've got to do, just repent. Lord God, forgive me. Quicken me, Lord. I'm sorry. Forgive me. I repent right now and I just get on track with you. Lord, lead and guide me into your truth, your plan, your purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. And just go with that. There's no other. There's, what else is there? What else is there? So, you know, we won't. This whole thing that's coming up is not going to be pretty. All right? So, the whole world is going into a turbulent time. We're already kind of there. We're already in the middle of it. We're in it. So, you know, just let God quicken you. Let Him show you where He wants you to engage. But yeah, we're in the middle of a lot of things. I mean, has there ever been a time where, I mean, how many places are just in complete and total upheaval? And part of the reason why they're in upheaval is because the lies and the systems of this world are collapsing. They can't keep the lies together. They can't keep the Ponzi scheme together. They've gotten too greedy. It's collapsing on itself. They're known to be pedophiles and pedivores and the worst sorts of criminals. I mean, this, the worst elements of society are in positions of power and leadership around the world, and that's all coming out. They don't know what to do. They don't know where to go. They don't know where to hide. They can't keep it under wraps. They can't keep the illusion going anymore, so they don't know what to do. So they're trying to figure out, what do they do? You know, for us, their problem is not our problem. Your call, our call, stay on track with Christ. Do the thing He has for you to do. If there's something to speak on it. Say what needs to be said, but you continue on with Christ. Don't waste your time with foolishness, because there's going to be a lot of that. There's a lot of people out there that have an opinion that doesn't matter. Because you can have an opinion, it doesn't mean you're right. You can have an opinion. Listen, if you don't have Christ, you don't have a foundation for truth. If you don't have a foundation for truth, then we can't really go anywhere. So, you know, you want to have the foundation for that which is real. But no, it's a different time, guys. It's a different time. So, anyways, just a quick encouragement. Keep on that track. Keep on that truth. We love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Keep on keeping on. We'll just catch up where we can, when we can, on the fly. We love you guys. We'll talk to you again sometime soon. God bless you. All right. Bye.